Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend.
This smells so fucking good, by the way. I couldn't stop smelling it. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Last Drop. I'm your godfather, Whiskey. I'm JB, and I'm here with that guy, Yoon.
Hey, what's up? It's that guy.
Oh, man. Last time I had you on here, we were doing this.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
It was great. Oh, want to give a shout out to the drip drops? Drippy drip, drip drops.
Oh, they're dripping hard today.
Oh, of course. Didn't Tony have a song?
Yeah.
It Never Rains in
Sunny Cal. It Never Rains in Sunny Cal, yeah.
Obviously, they weren't
lying
here.
Lying motherfuckers.
They were singing that shit.
Did they pass away?
I thought maybe one of them's left. Or maybe one Tony.
Oh, just so only Tony. One Tony.
Yeah.
With the eye, too.
I think so.
And you can't trust that motherfucker. Yeah. Any Tony with an eye, I don't trust that motherfucker right away. Today we got a special episode. We're doing a side-by-side, and mainly really to do the new one, but I thought it'd be interesting to try the first one, the 2024 edition before we go into 2025. We're talking about that Booker Special Reserve 2024-2025.
It's pretty fluff, by the way.
I don't remember anything of, like, the history of the 2024 or anything like that. I just know that it tastes fucking delicious, and if I had this last year, it'd have been, for me, it's whiskey of the year. I don't lie. To me, it's whiskey of the year. I even think it was better than the Little Book Infinite, which was the one I think people were praising more than this one.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was like second runner-up to whiskey of the year. And this one was like in the top five, but not like around. But I personally think it's better than the Little Book Infinite, which is the – I never say. Little Book is usually always better than Booker's, to be honest, or whatever and stuff. I know we did a side-by-side of it, and we were just like – when we did those Blantons or whatever, and we were like – he's like, that Little Book tastes way better. It's like, I hate this. It's so fucking good.
Is that Little Book, in terms of pricing, are they, that would you say, in the same realm?
Yeah, it's like probably $50 more, maybe. Okay. So, like, if the Bookers, the regular ones are like $109, usually you'll get the Little Books for like $139, $149.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Yeah, for an excellent pour like this.
Yeah.
Man, that price, you can kind of forego that.
And I got both of these for $150. I was telling that guy, Yoon, the story of how I got the one last year. Which is basically luck, to be honest. And then this year, I guess kind of luck too as well, because I just so happened to be up late, and K&L was on my my phone or whatever. I didn't close the page or whatever, and it refreshed, and it said in stock 3 bottles in the main warehouse, and I said, oh, and it was like 1:30 in the morning, whatever.
Cha-ching!
So I was just like, oh, well, we're going to add that to the cart right now, because you know how K&L works or whatever on that website. Shit don't last long there. So I'm thankful for my not going to sleep early that night.
Hey, you know, sometimes it pays off to just kind of linger around and just bullshit the night.
Yeah, because as I was telling you, one thing about these fucking bottles, like, it's not even so much that I'm seeing, like, secondary high. Because I did see the bottle before when I looked it up for $219, I believe.
Right.
Which I was like, I'll pay that. I was like, I don't have a problem with that. If that's the second, because I know the bottle is $150, and I was like, $60-$70 more, I was just like, I'm fine with that. That's not the problem.
At the time, nobody had it, right?
Yeah.
And no, it was like just one random place.
I still don't see it nowhere. Like, even
one random place out of, what, Diamond Bar that had it or something.
Which was actually a beautiful store. It was owned by Japanese people, whatever stuff. They had it. It was a nice store. I will say they had a Colonel Terrell Barrel Proof, the new one, for $200, which I was like, that's kind of cheap, actually.
So you actually went to the store?
Yeah, I went to the store.
Oh, I thought you foregoed it, because when you saw the price, you're like, I ain't got to go.
No. I went to go pick it up. What happened, they sold it.
Oh.
They literally had the last one. They said they told me when I got there, because I was on my way to Ontario, so I stopped by there.
Oh, so it worked out.
Yeah, so I stopped by there, little Asian shopping center, which I was kind of blown away. I was like, what the fuck y'all doing in Diamond Bar, of all places? go get some water, bitches.
Yeah.
The boats are on Pedro, okay? I was like, I don't know why you want to be over here. It's dirt and sand and roads or whatever.
Maybe they're old school farmers.
I guess so. Yeah. It was farming that rice.
Yeah, whatever.
Or seeds or whatever the fuck it may be.
They farm that alcohol now.
Oh, they was farming some businesses. That's what they was farming. I was waiting for the dude to come out and be like, cheap suits. Cheap suits. Because I'd have bought a suit.
Yeah.
I'd have bought a suit. You want to know how to sell a motherfucker some shit? You stand out in the door of that store and just say cheap whatever. And he'd be like, what?
What? You got me a cheap.
Yeah.
Cheap what?
Yeah.
Come on in. Them
Asians are good businessmen. They know how to fucking sell some shit. So all the store owners out there, if you got food or something like that, just say cheap food or whatever. I'd be like, how cheap? Cheap as hell? You go up in that motherfucker.
You'll find out when you get inside.
You get inside. But I tell you what, it'll make you go inside. Nobody gonna go in a store that say, expensive shit. You'd be like, I don't want to go there then.
When you see certain brands, you already know it's expensive. So that's why you don't go in there. Mm-hmm. Like if I saw like Louis Vuitton and all that shit, I ain't going in that store then. No. Yeah.
So I went to the store and I was looking at it. I guess there was on their lunch break because the door was locked. They got to push to enter from the owner. So I walked in.
That's smart.
It looked like, you know how K&L has the wines on those shelves or whatever set up? It had that in the walkway, and then it had just tequila, one shelf, one hike shelf, and then bourbon all the way through. And then they had a glass case with like really rare bourbon and Japanese stuff, like the BTAC and the Yamazakis, Ibikis and stuff like that.
Oh,
then
shit, they even had all that?
Yeah, all that shit. And then on the other side, it was like vodka, and then it had like Irish whiskey and scotches and shit like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just like, I was like, it's a beautiful store. And I was like, they got some good shit. And I said, honestly, too, I probably would have bought that Colonel Taylor barrel proof for $200. I was like, that's a good deal. But I came here with my mind on that goddamn Booker's and Dummies. He was like, we just sold the last, he said we had two bottles left and they both sold this morning. I just looked at him and I was just like, he said, the guy that just left, he actually bought it. And I said, that motherfucker. I said, no wonder he was holding that bag like this, whatever, and he left
that shit like he had the Epstein files and shit.
He probably did.
I better hold these motherfuckers.
Yeah, he had a little hat on and shit. He was looking like Joe from Netflix and shit, whatever, from that show, You. Yeah. He just... That's his disguise and shit. I was just like, you can't see this white man. Come on. So,
what's the last time you seen a white dude in a diamond bar?
So they were telling me, exactly. Yeah. So they were telling me like, oh, I think that was Friday. I think it was Friday when I went there.
Mm-hmm.
So they told me, oh, come back Tuesday, which is Tuesday this week.
Right.
And we'll have it in stock. And I think
it just
was,
like that.
I think it was
just like that. Like, we'll have it Tuesday.
I think it was Tuesday. You know what? No, in fact, I think it was that same night that I bought it online at K&L. I think it was the same night, too, because I remember I got home late. That might have been when I had a flight delay. I had a flight delay coming back home from work or whatever. And
shit, everything lined up.
And I went to Barcode that night, actually, because I got John Wayne Airport. I found a flight that can get me back, whatever. So I was like, oh, John Wayne Airport, I'll take that flight. And traffic was so bad when I got back, whatever. So I was like, oh, I'm in Orange County. I'll stop at Barcode, eat cheap and drink cheap.
Right.
Like three drinks, dude, and fucking chicken tenders and tater tots, which I couldn't even finish because it was so fucking mean. $46. I was just like...
It's not bad.
Three drinks of that? I was just like, shit. Yeah,
three drinks of food?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's cheap. And it was funny because Rich, the owner, he came up to me and said, yeah, you haven't been here in a minute. I had to raise the prices. I said, dang, shit's still over $10 here, dude. I was like, dude. He said, oh, he hugged me. He said, oh, thank you for noticing that. He's like, people have been complaining. I was like...
Complain about what?
I was like, dude, I've been here in a year. I said, it don't look that much different to me or whatever shit. I said, your cocktail is still $9 or whatever, and your food is still the most expensive thing on here is $10.
Mm.
I don't know what fuck people are complaining about here.
Are they complaining about that quarter 50 cent price range?
I think it went up by a dollar.
Heaven forbid.
Yeah, I think it went up by a dollar, dude. I was like, because I do remember some of it being $8 or whatever, and I saw a 9 or 10 or whatever, and I was just like, oh, fuck it, for me, for heaven forbid, if you have a great bar and you charge it up a dollar more.
Those people that are complaining about those prices, you know what? Go get a side hustle. Go watch one of those Facebook videos and learn how to do a side hustle.
I'm glad I don't have a business because I would just tell you, go suck a dick. Like, go suck a dick, please.
Prices are high.
You cheap bastard. Like, you cheap bastard.
You could even go to McDonald's for that price.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And McDonald's is
cheap.
Yeah, exactly. You can't even go to Burger King for that price. And nobody wants to go to Burger King.
Damn,
nobody wants to go to Burger King. Okay? Shit, I guarantee you that shit ain't a dollar there.
Yeah.
So I didn't leave there till like after 12:40 or something. So by the time I got home, showered, laid down, it was like 1 something. I saw it. I just opened up a web browser. It was online. It was in stock. I said, oh, just in stock. I was looking at this earlier. It was not in stock. I sent you a photo of it and shit. Mm-hmm. So that's why I wasn't confident I was going to get it. But they put it in stock on the late night and shit, and I was glad to get it. I was like, should I get two? Because they had 3 bottles only.
There was no limit?
No.
Oh, so you could have just bought 3.
I could have just bought all 3 if I really wanted to be honest. So
fuck somebody over.
I kind of wish I did, but also I haven't tried the 2025. Yeah, I mean, granted, I didn't try the 2024 neither, and I bought that at 150, and I was just like, ooh, man, it's like, this is the most phenomenal thing I ever had.
It's like diamond in the rough.
It really is. Like, and then when I read about the 2025, how it was aged in El Tesoro Booker's 30 anniversary bottles, I was just like, I said, Jesus Christ, that is a rare...
that is a rare combination of things to put together, you know?
Yeah. So there's a bottle, an extra añejo tequila, people, that Suntory owns too. It's called El Tesoro. And they made an 85th anniversary bottle aged in Booker's 30 barrels for, what was it, 36 months, you said? 34?
Yeah, it's 36.
36 months, which is damn three fucking years or whatever. That's a long fucking time. That's a pretty good time for extra añejo. So you probably taste some Booker's on that. That's what they aged the 2025 edition in. I got to tell you, I don't really give a fuck about the process of making some of this shit or whatever, because I'm just a drinker. I just drink the shit and I enjoy it and I like talking to the owners about it. But I will say this, I would have loved to have seen that process for this one. First of all, I want to find that for Booker 30 barrel. I was like, wait, you still have a barrel enough to even get age that shit in? I was like, what does that smell like? I'd like to just stick my head in that motherfucker and just...
Can I just have it?
Can I take the lid?
Yeah. Can I take one of the staves off of it and then just have it?
Drunk you would have dry humped that bottle.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
I've seen Drunk you.
I can make love to this.
I've seen Drunk you dry hump a trash can before, so I can only imagine what he would have did to this barrel.
I peed on myself next to a bush.
Hey, next to the Korean Jesus.
Oh. Yeah.
No, it was Vietnamese Jesus, wasn't it? I thought you found out it was something else.
I thought it was more Filipino.
Oh, that's yeah. It was more Filipino. Because I remember we was cracking jokes on it the whole time, and you kept praying to it every time we drove by it. And then when you finally stopped and got out the car next to it, you said, "Oh, this ain't Korean."
Is that Korean? Well, because the only reason why I said it is because the ladies that were in front of it, they looked Catholic.
Yeah.
And because they had something in their hands, I'm assuming it was a rosary or something. They had something. Mm. And then all of them looked Filipino. Yeah. So I thought, okay, well, that's probably not Jesus. You know, it looked
something. We were on a big Korean Jesus hype because we passed by the Korean church by Yoon's place. And I was like, oh, that statue's small. I said, I'll show you what a big one is at. The big one's in Long Beach. And then we drove by. It looked like those people weren't Filipino because they didn't look Filipino right away.
But when you walked up to them,
yeah. And then you was like, oh, yeah, they're Filipino. Yeah. And then Yoon forsake their god or whatever. So he forsake Yoon back.
Yeah, I had consumed quite a bit of drink that day. Hey, it was a long freaking day, okay? And then,
I know you kept
I had to obviously relieve myself. And then I went by a bush, and the bush... Pete back.
You ever drunk text Papa John's? That motherfucker texts back.
Oh, does he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, their social media.
So it's the same as you ever pissed on the bush?
Yeah. Especially the one near a church.
Yeah, I don't think that was a church. I think it's just a statue.
Oh,
there.
Is it just
a statue? Yeah, I think this is a statue there, like a little garden area for it. Or okay. Yeah.
They just made up this little, like, yeah.
Yeah. Because they wanted
to. Monument. Yeah. Is that, like, a tribute?
And it tricked us because we walked up to it and I was praying all up to a Korean jet and I looked up and I said, oh, you tricked me. I was like, I feel betrayed. I turned into what's his name? What's that fucking dude's name? Terry Crews from White Chicks when he found out Marlon was black instead of
a white woman.
He didn't care that he was a guy. He was just like, brother, you. He's like, I'm not a chick, whatever. Black. Excuse me, Negro. This is a white only party. That was me when I found out it wasn't Korean. I said, I'm offended by this.
did we get Carl Jr. after that?
We did, yeah. Yeah. We got the Western Burgers.
Yeah. I had to drive home with this big old pea stain on my shorts.
And they were the same shorts?
No,
it's the same color.
I think the other ones were blue.
Oh, no, they were beige.
Oh, were they?
They were just that color.
Shoot, they might be these. Look, I've watched them multiple times, so the pee stain and the smell should be gone by now.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Drinking the 2024 one right now, too, people. You know what's so great about this?
It smells good. It tastes good.
It feels good.
Yeah. Back to Tony.
Yeah.
You know?
It feels good. Yeah. I'll tell you this too. Perfect pour for a rainy day too.
It is. And it, you know, it has all the characteristics of a Booker's.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously for me, my ironic introduction to Booker's was the 30.
Yeah, actually, well, yeah.
That to best of my knowledge. So to go from 30 and then to step it down to like, I don't want to say lower tier Booker bottles, but to go from that to me, I think it's the echelon, the pedestal of Bookers.
I still have one. Right. I think it was a small batch from 2014.
Yeah. See?
That shit is so phenomenal.
I'm telling you, right?
I don't buy Bookers today because as I was telling you when we first met, I was getting that for $50. And I mean, in that wood case, the bottle itself, it tastes good. You're like, $50 is a spill.
Potential splinters.
Yeah.
You're trying to open the thing.
But 109 now, like I look at it now and go like, eh. And plus, it's kind of like the Redbreast thing. They release so many different batches of it too. It's just like, I don't know which one to get, which one I would care to get. I'm not trying to collect all these, whatever, at the same time.
Yeah.
I said, I think I'll pass on them. I know what they taste like. They taste amazing or whatever and stuff. But these, this is my newfound love of Booker's now, is these reserves. Because they're not the 30 or the 25th or the even the rye, which we've never had yet, but it still pisses me off.
Right.
but man, it is that sweet middle spot.
It is.
It is like better than those the standard Bookers that come out.
Mm.
But it's like right in the middle of hitting to Booker's 30 territory. It doesn't come close, whatever, but God damn it, if they had to try to come close, I'd be like, they did a pretty fucking phenomenal job.
They did.
Sipping this, dude, oh my God. This is what we were talking about, those Redbreast bottles. This is what we expected those Redbreasts to taste like when they put that cash drink logo in. It's like, oh, it's like the 12 cash drink bottles, but a little bit more mature. And right. It's like, nah, actually, it tastes even younger than the 12-year-old. It tastes like these are
no 60. Cash drink from what we remember. They had four different ones.
Yeah.
I think we got three of the four.
Yeah.
And they all taste the same.
And they didn't taste even more mature than a 12-year-old.
Yeah, no. There was no...
They taste young as fuck. Like, it was just like, oh, these taste like 6-year-olds.
There was no differentiating the bottles.
Mm-mm.
They all tasted the same,
mm-hmm.
which was sad. You would have thought because the alcohol content, some were a little bit higher than the other.
Yeah, like 57, right?
It would change it a little bit.
Yeah.
Nah. No.
And I can tell you with the Booker Special Reserve, our buddy Nam can just test to this. Oh, it takes a huge fucking difference.
Mm-hmm.
A huge fucking difference. He had the 31st and then the Reserve. And he's like, hey, both good. But he's like, that goddamn 30. Oh, yeah. I was like, because I remember that shit, as you said, it kicked him in the chest.
It sure does.
I said, don't you love that kick, though? Sometimes you just need a reality check or whatever.
I remember when we were having that dinner. Yeah. I never seen his eyes open up that wide ever. Like, yo!
He smelled it first, too. He was like...
Yeah, exactly.
He was like, damn.
Yeah. And then when he took that sip, I saw his eyes light up.
He's like, yo!
He's like, man, you better be careful because white people in here might get jealous. My eyes are open too wide.
Yeah. I was pretty impressed. And then when we went to the Wellsborn, shout out to the Wellsborn because they're the only one that had it.
Sure.
The only one that goddamn had this bottle or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my bad, I killed another one of theirs.
It's all good.
Yeah, they love me for it, though. and he had it there, too, and he was just like, this is really good, but he was like, that 30, though. Would you like to open that new one up?
I would love to. I'd be honored to open up this beautiful gem right here.
All
right,
so people, we're opening up the Booker Special Reserve 2025 Aged in El Tesoro 85th Anniversary Booker 30 Barrels. I am excited as shit. I love the brown on the bottle too.
I love the wax.
The brown looks good. I actually like the brown. I actually like the bottle design more than the Booker's 30. I'll give them that over the Booker's 30. The design looks better. I like it, the brown over the silver or gray or whatever the fuck you want to call
it. Yeah, I think it's in that like that silver dark gray.
Yeah. Because like they had the 25 in gold.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
Yeah, you did. And then the 30 is in silver. But the brown looks like it looks kind of like it fits.
Yeah.
It's like perfect. It's also like got this classy look to it as well.
Even the label, everything is just, and it's perfect because it has that beautiful, like dark brown auburn color, right? And it just goes seamless with the label, the back label, everything, the wax.
Yeah, I love the brown label. Yeah. The brown label just look.
It looks classy. It doesn't look cheap. It looks classy.
Yeah. And then you can see the agave farm, too, as well, on the label here as well. So that looks cool. I didn't bring the box, but it's a regular Booker's box or whatever and shit. Actually, that looks darker than the 2024.
Well, the question is, because of the fact that you've had this and it's obviously opened.
Yeah.
You know, did the air kind of
You got a little bit of water in there left. You want to just kill that? Unless you want water in it, then.
No.
I kind of figured you want it in its purest form.
I want it just the way it is.
You want it in its base form, not a Super Saiyan.
Yes. I want it as Pikachu, not Raichu.
Raichu. Fuck Raichu.
Yes.
even Pikachu was like...
Ugly Pokemon.
Even Pikachu was like, I got to turn into that. Yeah. Oh, hell no.
It looked like Pikachu was just trying not to evolve.
Yeah. Like, he's like, I don't want to change that shit. Nah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Cute and adorable, not fucking fat and ugly.
This one was aged for 8 years, 10 months, 11 days. I'm reading the card, people. This one's at 61... proof is 123.3. What else is on here? Interesting. Okay, so this release tells a story of some particularly well-traveled barrels. Goddamn right it was. A few years ago, we celebrated a big milestone, the 30th anniversary of Booker's. To mark the occasion, we released an extra special batch. Then we sent those used barrels down to our friends in Camarones in Jalisco, Mexico. They used the barrels to age a special batch of their own, the 85th anniversary edition of the exceptional El Tesoro tequila. Now, exchanging barrels isn't anything new. There's time-honored practice of collaborating between distilling families. But here's where it gets really interesting. Those very same barrels, richly seasoned with agave, eventually made their way back to us here in Claremont. We hand-selected a batch of Booker's to finish in them, creating a bourbon finish in tequila barrels with a story as unique as its flavor. From Kentucky to Jalisco and back again, we raise a glass, cheers, and salud.
Hell yeah.
I like that. That is actually really cool. I will say they say that...
You know what? It's funny how they said that. There's like a small hint of agave.
I smell it. Yeah. So you smell the agave.
If you think about it, you know it's there. But if you weren't aware, you would kind of wonder what that smell is.
As a guy who drinks tequila now, I would have caught it right away.
Yeah.
You could tell. That is like straight up. Like you can smell the agave. But you know what? It's not sweet agave though.
Neither. No.
It's not sweet as you, because usually like shit like this, it'll be sweet, and you'll be like, oh, it's kind of water it down a little bit, make it all nice and sweet. This one's kind of like a toasty, charred one, however.
Man, I can't stop sniffing this shit.
Yeah, because the nose, the three hit nose right here is vanilla, caramel, and agave.
Yeah.
It's like those three are just like, but the agave now, like that you hit it, you're like, it's so pleasant now.
Cheers.
Cheers. Sipping this, man. Oh, you can taste the agave too. Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh damn. Yeah, you taste the agave.
Oh yeah, they're two different bottles.
Yes. They're two totally different bottles. This one got more pepper too on the tongue, whatever. It's like a pepper spice.
Mm-hmm.
The finish is lingering now too. Like the tongue, dude, that palate area, it's like what's that candy you dip it in little Pop Rocks, whatever, and it like pops on the tongue, whatever shit? This has like the pepper spices just popping on the tongue right now as well. Oh shit. Yeah, that is two different. That doesn't even taste the same.
Yeah.
That is completely different.
Yeah, this has more of a spicy
kind
of vibe to it.
And the first one, the 2024, is more of like an oaky charness or whatever and stuff.
Like this feels more like a typical Booker's bourbon kind of vibe. This feels like it's experimental. A whole nother.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to call that.
Yeah.
I think you might have said it best. It's some kind of new experiment. It's a new mutant. Yeah, it's a new symbiote. I don't know what this is, but wow.
Because drinking tequila, they age in bourbon barrels all the time. So it's like, oh, yeah, I can taste the bourbon. I think this might be one of the – actually, this is the second bourbon I've had this year that aged in tequila. That West Coast Whiskey Club event I went to that I tried to get you to come to. Blood Oath. They aged their new thing in Añejo barrels.
Uh-huh.
Phenomenal, dude. I was like, whoa, this is really good. This, though, because although that one was like a little bit more, I kind of can picture the notes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This one is a little tricky. It's got a little uniqueness, and there's a lot of fucking... There's a lot of pinpoints on this.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
There's a lot of shit. It's got a lot of complexity going on in here.
There's so many different identifiers on this thing.
It really is.
The other one, I don't want to... I'm not trying to knock it saying that it's like a typical bourbon pour.
Yeah.
It's great for what it is, but this... Wow. This could go from... Okay, I hate to use these characters, but...
Yeah.
It goes from like Clark Kent, Superman... Don't say it will jump to like Batman,
then go to like Green Lantern, and then the back to Bruce Wayne. Yeah. Like, wait a minute, what? Like, you can't put a finger on it and say this is one. Yeah, it's like one thing. Like, oh yeah, you know, the first one. Bourbon,
straight up. Got it. Got it.
We good.
I got the notes and everything. Right. Whatever. This one just keeps changing.
It's like Mystique.
Ooh.
She just keeps changing the different things.
She blue as fuck right now.
Yeah, she sure is.
I like it.
She blew my mind.
She blew my... Yeah. He stole my joke. Oh, man, think alike.
Man, this is unique.
This is unique as shit, dude. Because, like, you're right. I don't want to insult the 2024 day. Look, I told you, Whiskey of the Year.
Yeah.
Whiskey of the Year. Love that shit. But I get what I'm getting out of that. Like, when I sip that, I know what I'm getting. This one, though, it's got me pondering and shit. I'm sitting like a Pablo Escobar on that bench just looking and shit, staring on like, what the fuck did I just sip on right now? My feet don't touch the ground because I'm short. So I'm kicking air. I'm just sitting there thinking about it. And I'm like Michael Jackson in the tree.
I like that one.
Yeah. I like him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me with the bottle.
I like this bottle. Mm-hmm.
The agave is there, but the bourbon influence is still there too as well. And what I love about it too, it's not fighting or clashing with each other neither. It's like a perfect ensemble there, but also at the same time, it's giving another characteristic there and it's adding so much more complexity to it.
Yeah, how they put this together and how they married everything together, it makes perfect sense.
See, that pepper, though, you know where that's from now, though. That's that Booker's 30, bro.
Yeah.
You get that.
You feel it at the end.
Yeah, you feel it at the end.
And it's very subtle, too, because, you know, as we both can attest, Booker's 30, boy, that hits you like a ton of bricks.
Oh, hell yeah. Especially if that's your first time sipping something. Like, oh, yeah. That ain't for the faint that week. That ain't the faint.
If you had a sore throat, shit gone.
Shit, yeah. If you had COVID, it's gone.
It probably gone.
It gone, yeah.
I would recommend it for those that actually can get a taste of Booker's 30. If you have ever experienced anything to do with heartburn, don't drink it.
Yeah.
Because it would probably kick your ass.
It probably
But if you have to try it, please try it.
You know what's funny? We were doing it with the 2024 release. I would say this one is kind of almost closer to Booker's 30 than the 2024 releases.
I would say I agree because this has a little bit more of that punch in the throat.
What's the ABV on the 2024 one?
About 2024?
Yeah. Should be somewhere up here. 62, so 125.9? Yeah. I think it's the same, though. Oh, shit. It's less.
How is that?
What the fuck?
How is this one so much smoother?
Oh
compared
shit!
To this
yeah,
one?
Yeah. Let's say, yo,
that don't make no sense.
Because the 2025, so the 2025 is almost 2.5 less than the 2024%, and
but it has more of
that. I'll say this punch. One has more of a punch and kick too as well. Like
I said, I think it's that Booker's 30.
Yes, that see, it's that Booker's 30 influence in there.
Yeah.
See, I'll tell you this now, like. I was showing you the El Tesoro bottle, or whatever. I really want to buy that now. Like, I really want to buy that now.
You fight that? Are you 50th anniversary one?
I really want to fucking buy that now. That's my probably my last purchase of the year. By the way, I just want to put that like my last because it's like a $400-$500-$600. But I can get it for $400 or whatever. And I think that's like I think that's pretty reasonable for Booker's 30 something age in that realm. Whatever for 85 years too and shit like that. Like,
the more you keep drinking it, right? It opens up where you can now differentiate the tequila, the Booker's, the 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can see the characteristics of every little bit of what
it still has together. It still has that oakiness in there. Yeah. But the agave somehow, I don't want to say mellow it out. It kind of like offsets it into a sense of stability. Like, it has, like, a little bit more of, like, it takes away that, like, that charness in the background, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives it a little bit much more flavor to it. But it still keeps that same percentage or whatever.
It's fucking delicious.
I ain't gonna lie. So I didn't think it was gonna happen. I might like this more than the 2024 now.
Yeah, see, even the nose now, after it opens up, you can...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You can tell the nose now. definitely.
Compared to what
it's like way fucking stronger too as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Like you get the Booker's 30 influence now more or whatever. You're like, oh shit.
Wow. That is fucking phenomenal.
Suntory, I bless your hearts for buying Jim Beam. I think me and you were the only two people that were happy at the time when they got bought, because you know how people are when other companies buy other companies. They go, oh.
Especially a company from overseas.
Yeah.
Like, they're coming and taking over our shit.
Good. Good.
They're going to make it worse.
No, they made it better. They made it relevant.
When was the last time you remember ever having a whatever. Whatever event, whatever something you were doing, and someone was like, ooh, you should have some of this Jim Beam.
Go to the Jim Beam booth.
Yeah.
Hell, I'm good.
Never. Yeah.
I like how you say now, net over there, you.
Yeah, that's how I roll. Damn. No.
Hell no. Yeah. And now your question is, when you say, have you been to the Jim Beam booth? You got Booker's and Little Book over there? Oh, then I'll be over there.
I'm on my way.
Hey, I'll be there.
Yeah. Save me a sip.
I'll even say this. That little 7-year-old Jim Beam bottle, the one that's like in the black color or whatever, it's like $28 or something like that. It's actually not that bad neither. It's actually not that bad. Like,
since they took it over?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not that bad. Like, it's like you can tell, like, it's like, oh, it's nothing, obviously it's nothing special. Or
right, right.
Shit, but it's like an everyday usage or whatever. Whether right. you want to sip it straight by itself, because right. you're like either watching TV, talking right. to friends, whatever
catch
it may
be. Catching a game on a Thursday.
Yeah, whatever maybe. Yeah. Like, it's actually not that bad or whatever. So
okay.
So yes, that's the only thing of their products I've had outside of the Booker's and the little books and stuff like that of the release. But I remember when they bought it, they caught. Remember the distillery caught fire?
Oh, yeah. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. What a
coincidence.
What a coincidence.
I would not be surprised if some of this stuff was made by that ash from the fire. They probably kept some of the wood and other things, other elements or items from the fire and used inside. We should use this for
for a barrel.
Yeah, for our barrels, for whatever. Like for certain elements to put into our whiskey. Why not?
Well, when the 30 came out, that was when they were buying it. That was around that time when they were in the...
That was smart.
Yeah, whatever. So, smart. So,
Man, I would love it if they would re-release one under their umbrella.
I mean, the 30 kind of was theirs. So,
oh, was it?
Yeah, it was kind of theirs, yeah.
I always thought that was when the previous ownership, that was like their last hurrah, and then... They bought it, and that's where it came from.
Think of it as like when Disney bought Fox, whatever.
Oh,
like,
God.
So, like, Fox obviously still had movies coming out at
the
time.
Yeah,
which were dog shit.
Yeah.
But that was just because those were, like, sitting on the shelves. And just
right, they just had to get, whatever. Like, clear off inventory.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
We gotta clear off all this bullshit.
Yeah, because we want to make the audit books look good. Yeah. We gotta get shit off the shelves, whatever. Yeah, stuff.
Get
so,
these numbers up.
Yeah, get these numbers up, because we suck. But Centauri, this is getting better, by the way. I have to say, it's getting fucking much better now. Like, I'm really enjoying. And honestly, we were talking about that warmth in the chest at the 2024 one. This one has a really sensational warmth in it. Like, it's like that camp. Like, the 2024 had the campfire warm. Like, oh, good for a good cold day outside, rainy day, whatever. This one, it's got a little, like, all right.
This feels like one of those, like thermal jackets.
Yeah.
You know the one with the heating element in it?
Yeah.
Where it just hits you right in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you get a little too hot, you just unzip it, let that steam or the heat kind of just escape out. You're like,
But
nice.
Also, too, with this, you get out of it on the palate, too. Not only you get that pepper, you get that citrus note on there as well, too. It's like that little bit of hint of citrus in there. So, like, it's really like that two worlds colliding of tequila and whiskey combined into one or whatever. It's one of the first whiskeys I've ever had where you can taste the tequila influence. Because usually, as I was telling you earlier, even with beer and shit, when they do these like whiskey collabs, they like, what a waste of money. You don't even taste the whiskey influence and stuff like that.
Beer.
That's why I fell in love with tequila, because you taste the barrel agedness of the whiskey on them. You're like, oh my God, this is what it was supposed to be done. This is probably one of the first whiskeys I've ever had where it combined with something or whatever, and I actually feel the influence of it.
It's like when we were doing those expressions many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2017,
those B-Tech expressions. Those were, I thought they were probably one of the best collabs at the time.
They were.
Ironically, what a coincidence.
Now they ain't shit.
What a coincidence how you went from the brown juice to the, well, they're technically
kind of brown, but clear as well,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but clear. Yeah. So you went from, like, whiskey, bourbon to tequila. So that you bridge that gap.
You know what's funny, too, is those tequila bottles, they're like Redbreast now. They are so everywhere, and you can find every fucking Buffalo Trace bottle you ever thought of, they have a bottle for now. Weller 12 now, William LaRue Weller ones, Elmer T. Lee, Stag, or whatever. It's just like
fuck.
Yeah, so like the bottles,
ain't but
when we got them, they were actually worth something. They were like special.
But to us, I felt like we were ahead of our time in a sense of what we were looking for. You know, when people see it now, they go, "Oh, I didn't know they made these." Well, they were like,
I think Oscar for that.
Yeah, like 10 years ago. Yeah, where are you?
Yeah, I think Oscar for that.
Oscar was dope. He's
got a kid and wife now.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Like, damn, shit. Yeah. That was like a lot of change.
You know?
It smells even get better.
And I'm telling you, this thing just, I feel like this just gets.
Honestly, you know what I should have did? I should have brought the Booker's 32 now. Because like that, dude, do you not taste and smell a lot of Booker's 30 in here? Like
I do.
The influence is so heavily here.
It's a very subtle Booker's 30.
It really is, dude.
And
it's like a more concentrated version of it.
It doesn't. Well, no, I wouldn't say more concentrated. I would say it's more. It's a.
Subtle was good then too.
It's like a baby brother.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it's funny because I thought that was a 2024, and it's like not really. It was like not really now. It really isn't now.
Well, now it's official. Like this one, because it actually has remnants of it.
I'm just curious now because look,
Would you say it's like a stepbrother? It's not like a baby brother.
It's stepdad. You know. Because we reviewed the 2024 in February this year, and we were talking about we said it's going to be a yearly release. Now we know it is going to be a yearly release. What the fuck do they do next year?
Yeah, exactly. How are you gonna up? How are you gonna up game?
How
do
you up that now? Like,
I thought this end game right here.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it no more. Right?
Okay, we done. Thank you.
I wouldn't do it no more.
Yeah.
I will say this:
no more sequels. This last one.
Had I bought all three of the bottles on K&L, I'd have been happy with it. I'd have been like, that's a well worth purchase there. Yeah, because this is it's getting better as I sip it now, dude.
Man, I can't tell you. I'm so stuck on stupid on this shit. Mm-hmm. I can't stop sniffing it. Man, it is so good.
That little cinnamon, that little bit hint of dryness there, the citrus note, whatever, that agave plant, the Booker's 30, like it just all just like, it hits so well, dude. It's, I love it. I actually love it a lot. I ain't gonna lie. I love this a lot. I love that it shoots the chills, that warmthness to the arms and shit now. It's just not in the chest neither, dude. It's like the whole upper body now.
I think once your body acclimates to the warmth, it's just so subtle now.
You know what's crazy about that, too? I'm glad you said that. That's why I started with the 24. I thought the 24 would have did that.
Yeah.
It actually didn't, though.
No, the 24 was... You knew it was there.
Yeah.
But once it was gone, it was gone. This has that little bit of linger.
Yeah.
And it sticks around just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that unruly guest that finally figures it out and leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But they leave on their own. They leave on their own accord and go, I get the hint, and they leave. You know?
If the Booker's 30 was a horse kick to your chest, this is like a human kick to the chest.
It's like Ronda Rousey just punched me in my throat.
Well, she can't punch for shit now, so...
But that's okay.
Like Amanda Nunez more.
It's okay.
Well, Amanda Nunez is a Booker's 30.
That's
she punches you. It's,
that's what I'm saying.
It's over.
Yeah.
It's over.
That's why I didn't go there.
She'll kill you.
She'd probably kill me. Yeah, she'd probably destroy my throat.
She would do that. I would prefer over Ron. I'd be like a Misha Tate punch. I would say that's like the 2025 right there. Misha Tate punch.
I could do that.
And then the 2024, it's like, what's her name? Cortez. The chick that's fighting today, actually. If
I'm not is that right? Yeah, in the Chinese girl.
Wei Ling. No, not that fight. Cortez and what's her name? Why am I blanking her name? Spanish chick though. Fuck, forgot her name. Whatever. Cortez, I think her fight wasn't this week. It was last week. Sorry, people, getting my date.
Oh no, you're thinking about. For me, I'm thinking about.
You're thinking of Valentina and Shevchenko. No, I said the Latin chick, dude. Valentina was far from Latin. No,
I thought she was the one.
That is the whitest bitch.
Oh no, Tracy Cortez.
There you go, Tracy Cortez. Yeah.
Aaron Blanchfield.
Yeah,
I think that's right.
That was last week, wasn't it?
No, it's today. It's today.
Oh shit, I'm getting my fucking fights mixed up like crazy. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tracy,
No, I can't. You can't see me. Yeah, it's fucking ESPN.
You need to do that. Tracy Cortez is beautiful, by the way. Is she? Oh, you never looked at her?
No.
You've never seen her fights?
No.
Oh, yeah. No. You go ahead and Google her. Okay. Yeah. Let's just say this. The MMA community is they're aware of her talents.
Okay, I'll put it this way. If she were to give up on MMA, could she OnlyFans?
No, I don't think so, but I'm sure a lot of people would like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, she's
she has that. Oi!
She's from LA too, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, definitely there. Yeah. She looks good, wears braids and kick your ass. I was like, all right.
I see that.
Yeah, so she's the Booker's 24.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see that. Damn. I want her.
Although, shit, Wei Li, that little girl is powerful. She can say she's 2025, so I would not fuck with Wei Li. She's short as hell, but yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Good Lord.
I shouldn't have told you that. I can't believe you've never seen her fight. Well, you don't watch UFC.
You know what? Yeah. I haven't watched UFC in a while.
Yeah. Well, you don't watch it regularly.
I was a fan earlier, but then it kind of faded out. You know me. I was boxing. I was more of a boxing fan, but boxing sucks.
That's what I tell you. Yeah.
Well, no, it got bad because you couldn't trust the refs.
Well, yeah, obviously. But I watch it regularly, so I'm
familiar. But what a coincidence that with the refs suck, we think it's fixed. Fast forward, we have all those fucking gambling scandals and shit. You can't trust nothing.
That shit is bold as hell, by the way.
Too. Fuck yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bold with like a capital B. You know?
Yeah. It's fucking, if you're Shannon Sharp, it is both.
Both.
B-O-F-F.
Both. Have you had his...
I reviewed it on here. Yeah,
oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah. It comes in a nice box, beautiful. I ordered it like right when it first came out.
Is it expensive?
No, you can get it even at Total Wine. It don't come in the box though. Now the box is like a nice wooden box, or whatever. But you can get it at Total Wine for like $100, or whatever. I think Cody even reviewed it too as well.
Okay,
he reviewed
How did I miss
it. I reviewed it right when it came out. That had to have been 2022. I think it was 2022. Yeah, beginning.
I'm assuming this was way before Club Shay Shay.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Because I reviewed it probably 2022 December that year. Yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's okay. Whatever. Presentation is beautiful. It's dedicated to his grandmother, I believe, who obviously she passed away, and she was one that gave him, took care of him, did all the knowledge, and made him into the celeb and star that he is now, right. Whatever and shit.
Him and his brother.
Him and his brother. Yeah, right. Yeah. Brother just got in the Hall of Fame. His brother got in the Hall of Fame. Yeah. I'm not. I thought Shannon would have got in there. Oh, Shannon was already in the Hall of Fame. Sorry.
Yeah, I thought he already went first.
Yeah, he did go first. Yeah. That's right. I don't know why I thought differently. Whatever. Yeah. I thought his brother would have went in first.
You would think.
Right? Yeah, you would think. You know the NFL Hall of Fame is hard shit.
When you think about the Sharps, you like first person off top.
Yeah.
Of Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, especially recently. Like, yeah.
Like Sterling who? Yeah.
It is crazy how the younger brother's success outside of football could make you forget. The older brother existed or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just get overshadowed by some shit like that. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that didn't happen with the Curry brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Sometimes, to me, I feel like he's the only child.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Fans feel that way, too.
Yeah.
You remember when fans were hyping up Curry's younger brother? Like, oh, man.
Oh, he's going to be better than them.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to be so much better.
Oh, man. Hey, they traded him? Oh, he's going to be good on that team, whatever. The fuck does he do now again? I forgot. I don't even, what does he do?
I think he sells concessions at the arena.
Meanwhile, what is Steph doing?
Trying to win another championship?
Dominating Steph.
Yeah. Didn't he just put up 40?
He put up 45 last night, whatever.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Shit. Fuck. You know what? Maybe his brother just helped him run the Curry empire. You know?
He's the...
he probably doesn't play basketball
anymore. Well, he just got out of the Under Armour deal.
Yeah, I know.
He's doing his own thing now.
Yeah. He could make his own
thing. Yeah, he's smart. Yeah, you should make your own thing.
Yeah.
And I reviewed his whiskey. He had his whiskey on here. Not that bad.
Yeah, I
remember. He had gentleman's cut or whatever. Not that bad. I mean, that's not something I would tell you to go and spend $65 on right away or whatever and shit. But if you had a basketball, let's just say like you're watching the finals and Curry, then you'd be like, hey, you want to
pour it? Support the cause.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I mean, I'm a Drake head.
To me, he's
right.
Like the...
And if it was like dog shit, you'd be like, I hope he loses, you know?
To me, he's like the last old head still star.
Oh, like from the old guard.
Yeah, that's still like he can get his game on or whatever and shit. Like, yeah,
because LeBron shit, he MIA.
Yeah,
I don't know who the fuck
he don't do shit anyway. I'm sorry. I want that Negro gone. I'm like, that motherfucker got to go. I'm sorry. I want him gone. Yeah. Ace. I wanted him to take his funny looking son. Take him. Take your coach with you.
Cleveland!
Yeah, exactly. Go to Cleveland. Yeah, go wherever. Yeah. I wanted him to retire here, but I want him gone now. Just go. Just go far away. Go away.
Yeah, end his career there. Do one of those like one day contracts.
Just
like,
go away.
To retire as a Patriot. He can come back as a Laker.
Go far fucking away. I'm tired of his decision. I don't even watch Laker games anymore because of him.
You know what's funny? You said
I watched more Clipper games than him.
I have watched two basketball games this entire year.
Well, you know why? Because baseball was so good this year.
Yeah, you know what? You hit that shit right on the head.
Baseball is because so fucking
good. I am so on championship high right now.
Would you like some more? You can pour yourself.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I don't know why you like just gatekeep. I don't gatekeep.
I was so on that championship high.
Even that series.
Oh, that series.
Shit.
Look.
I think you stopped watching one of the games, and I told you, we just won. He was like, really?
To all the drip drops out there that are big Dodger fans, that we all for the Dodgers.
We all know.
Okay. don't hate on me. But when it was 3-1, game 7, I stopped watching. I went and started doing laundry.
Was it game 7 or 6?
It was game 7. When they were down 3-1 because Shohei gave up that home run.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay. And then they actually got one run. I thought, they're not coming back on this. So I pictured it on my TV as the small window and then put some – oh, I was watching stupid ballerina. And you know, I left that shit on and then I stopped watching it, do laundry.
You know what me and JoJo's phrase is? If there ain't a Japanese playing that pitch, we going to lose this game.
Well, shit. Game 6, I was pretty confident that Yamamoto was gonna get it first.
Oh, he's gonna get
PK and fucking Miguel Rojas with that last double play.
Like somebody tried to fuck it.
Yeah. they put a on it.
It was like
like, oi, chicken and dick.
Thank you, Jermaine.
Yeah. So then, when he made that play, and then when he said he did the interview, Bob, I heard the back crack, and he ran for it. Boom, played it, awesome. Okay, fast forward, game 7, down 3-1. Stop watching it.
Ooh.
Don't get me wrong, it was still there, but I wasn't paying attention.
The bottom
to
it. Of it, it had like this little charcoal in it or whatever. Stuff like that. It was like, oh, it just kicked in. It was like a little chalky. Like I was just like, oh shit, that was different.
Yeah.
It keeps changing every layer, level of you get to it. Like Mystique. The top part, middle part, and then the bottom part of it. It's like layers of it and shit.
See, right now, I just poured out the bottle. Totally different.
Did you see the ratings compared to the NBA championship compared to the? It was like a domination.
It was the market. It's us.
But also,
this shit was like.
But they did like baseball versus basketball this for the seasons of last year and this year. Like baseball dominated basketball this season. I actually underestimated how hot baseball still was, whatever, until I was looking at the ratings and numbers this year, comparing it or whatever. I was like, damn, basketball really has fallen that far or whatever. Like,
you hear about the All-Star game? It's like U.S. versus the world.
Yeah.
The format. Like, what the?
Well, that's why I remember like was it 2 years ago? I was making that argument that USC is going to beat basketball probably at this point now, whatever. Because, like, their gates, dude, like, it's always sold out. Their tickets are fucking expensive, dude, by the way. Like, the gates are crazy, dude. Like, the shitty seat behind a pole is like $300-something, whatever and shit. Always sold out seats, though. Sold out seats. They break records every fucking event they have and stuff like that, whatever. The viewership on an ESPN Plus is always high, whatever.
Did they sell it off again?
So they recently, I think it's on Peacock or some shit like that now.
Amazon, whatever.
Yeah, I think it's Peacock, if I'm not mistaken. So, like, now you can watch it for free.
Yeah.
Because ever since they merged with WWE, they've flip-flopped now. So, like, WWE was on Peacock, but now that's on ESPN. You got to pay for the pay-per-views on that now.
Oh, shit.
Cause like I think when it was on Peacock, the pay per views were like whatever your fee you use paying for the service, which is like what $10 a month, whatever the fuck it is. But now it flip flops to now where the pay per views on UFC now are of that subscription fee, and now the WWE pay per views you got to pay for.
Oh god!
Which I was just like,
okay,
who the fuck is paying for wrestling? And then I look at my brother.
Thank you.
I was like, who the fuck paying for wrestling? Like, and I look at my brother and go like, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
He's going to WrestleMania next year.
Is it in Vegas?
Yeah. He's graduating, getting his master's at UNLV, so it's around that same time.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
That ticket,
wait, is he living there?
No, but that ticket he showed me, what he paid, I was just
for
like,
one ticket?
Yeah. I was like, I said, I'm a huge Dodger fan. Well, even I wouldn't have paid that.
Fuck that.
I was like, nope.
Yeah.
Nope. Mm-mm. He was like, he said it's a graduation present for himself. I said, good for you. Yeah. I was like, that'd be funny if they said, no, you ain't graduating.
Real quick, to go back, I remember you said, you had texted me and said, are you watching? I said, no, I gave up because they're going to lose. I said, And I remember you said something like, you might want to tune in. I said, nah, I don't want to get the heartbreak and watch them lose.
Yeah, because we were 2-3.
Yeah, and then...
Right when you tuned back in, 3-3.
No, I think it was, yeah, it was whatever. Then he was like 2-4.
Yeah.
I was like, great. And then Muncy hits the home run.
Muncy hits the home run, makes it 2-3.
Then fucking Miguel Rojas, top of the 9th, ties it,
yeah.
And then Will Smith, top of the 11th, go ahead, game winner. Man, I know they gave Yamamoto the MVP.
Yeah.
I know they gave him the MVP.
And Ohtani.
Well, yeah, he's the NL MVP, he's the World Series.
See the Photoshop image of him in the baseball bat sitting in the throne? It was like the Game of Thrones, but
these
baseball bats. He was sitting there with all his rings on there like that.
No, I gotta check that out.
I went to the parade, by the way.
I wanted to go so bad.
I'm not gonna lie. So I was dreading it, but it was a
work thing. Well, you did it for the work things.
But it turned out it wasn't. And I got to tell you, I had so much fucking fun, dude. It wasn't as packed like where to get around and bumming and shit. The vendors was out. This bitch was selling margaritas out. She tapped me on the shoulder. Margarita. Yeah. I said, where's she at? I looked down. I said, oh, my God. They just put it like a little gray cart. Tequila's in the bottom. The juice in the back.
Oh, she hit that shit
she
well.
She made that shit
she
right.
That well. She was smart.
She didn't have shit. Police was right there. They didn't do shit.
Oh, they didn't give a fuck. Yeah, probably did.
Dude had a cooler selling beer and shit like that. I think I got churros and tacos and shit like that. I ate some street dogs, whatever shit.
Oh,
and
good
I got time. To see Ohtani's interview. Cause we at the stadium, too. I got to see his interview where he was talking about, yeah, this is nice. But he was like, kind of want another one now. I said, that's my uncle. I said, that's my uncle.
You know, okay, you know what's funny? Remember
LeBron would never say shit like
fuck
that.
No.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I saw that shit on LeBron, but he ain't got that killer championship instinct no more.
Well,
he never did, to be honest. But
for me, the speech of the day.
Oh, I know what you're
about fucking Kike.
Yeah, Kike.
Fucking Kike. Kike. He's like, I want to first apologize. To absolutely fucking nobody.
He did the Conor McGregor speech.
Yeah,
I said,
oh, fuck. I said, damn, this fool.
I was waiting for him to say, suck my dick.
Something.
Yeah, because the way he ended that. I know, like, the coaches and the refs and shit. I saw the look on their faces
like,
or whatever.
Oh, please keep
it.
It
was
PG
like,
in
the GM,
somewhat.
Too. And they were just like, who keeps giving Kike a fucking microphone, dude? It was just like.
His shit is the best. His was the best.
Because you saw the look on their faces. Because I was on the side, kind of like. A little bit further on the side, too, as well. When I was watching it, I looked at the GM's face or whatever, and he's just looking. Like, I don't know if that was planned or not. I don't think he was planned to go up.
It was the best fucking speech ever. I said, damn.
Yeah,
what's he going to say next year?
Yeah, because people was hating. They were talking about, like, oh, it must be nice to buy your championship. I was like, bitch, how do you think you get players? You buy them. Duh.
Like,
duh.
Sports is a business.
Don't hate because the Angels didn't know what to do with Ohtani.
Yeah. Look, they had Ohtani, Trout, Rendon, a couple other players. And you couldn't figure it out?
I mean, they wasted Trout's career, though.
Yeah.
They really wasted his fucking career.
And how... We've had this discussion before. How the fuck are you the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim?
I don't understand that title neither. I don't blame the Angels for that, though. I blame whoever the fuck came up with that name.
You're not even in LA.
Let alone
LA County.
Well, remember when they came up with that name? That was when the talks were about moving to Long Beach. You remember those
guys? Fine. If you move to Long Beach, fine. You could use the LA name. Fine.
Because remember, that was when you was over my place, whatever. When we was in downtown. And I remember... They had, like, the local Long Beach News interviewing the locals, like, how do you feel about the Anaheim Angels moving here? And they was like, and one dude, they had to bleep him. He's like, fuck no.
Yeah.
And he was like, I bleed blue, baby. He's like, I don't fucking, he's like, I don't want them here.
It's kind of ironic, though, you know?
It was.
Dodgers are blue, Angels are red.
Oh. Republicans are red and Democrats are blue. I will say, when they did that poll about moving Angels to Long Beach or whatever, I have never seen such a dominating poll of no.
Hell no.
Like, it
stay
was
ass there.
It
we
was
don't want you.
No.
Yeah, no.
And then I'm sure when that happened, they probably was regretting that name change. Like, oh. Because, like, who wouldn't want a baseball stadium and team in your area?
Right.
Like, you'd love that, right? You'd be like, oh. To get a resounding no like that, though, is just
they're probably like, fuck you, we don't want the traffic, we don't want the
That's
bullshit.
What they were saying. They was like,
yeah. Crap.
They was like, you got to raise our taxes and shit like that. It was
no.
Like, no.
Yeah, we ain't paying for the new stadium.
No.
Stay your little ass out.
Just for the team
we
don't even want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No.
We're not Vegas. Yeah. We're not desperate.
Just because they lower beer prices don't mean that they can come over here. No. Stay ass over there.
We're not Vegas. We're not desperate.
Exactly.
Vegas taking any goddamn team you can. If you came up with the KDL unit or whatever, they'd be like...
They'd be like, okay.
They'd be like, okay, well, here's the payment plan right here. You go ahead and just put that right... They're like Netflix. They'll take any goddamn thing.
Shockingly, I think they've gotten actually a little bit better.
Like, I think they have, actually. Yeah, we're talking about Vegas, right?
Well, that too.
Oh, because I was not talking about Netflix. I was not talking about Netflix.
I'm talking about both.
They still will take whatever the fuck they can. You know, but you know who put them out of business of taking whatever the fuck they can, though? It's Tubi.
Yeah, because isn't Tubi free?
Yeah. And Tubi puts the wildest shit on there, dude. I just saw a clip today, by the fact. It was funny as shit. You hear this this dude talking about, like, I don't want to be like my father. And he has a flashback. I didn't even know it was a flashback. It's him as a kid. And this dude starts yelling at his wife. He's like, who the fuck was that dude right there? He goes in the house. And he's like, you never going to do shit in front of my son like that again. And you're like, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on right now. He's like, you see that, son? Because she was just like, ah.
It's a show?
No, a movie. Oh. They do movies. And that drama.
Okay.
Sort of drama. And he was like, you see this, son? He's like, you can't trust him. You can't own him. And you can't, I forgot what the other one was, whatever right. Shit. And she's like, take your ass in the room, whatever, right? And son goes in the room. He's like doing this. All you hear is a gunshot go off. So you thinking he shot her? No, she shot him.
Damn.
She shot him. And then she makes the son bury him.
What? what's it called? Mother, may I?
I don't know.
Fuck.
But she's shitting on the son now. She like, can you dig that faster? I got a nail appointment.
I'm assuming this is like middle America.
Probably. I don't know. Yeah. The house is huge, though. I know that shit.
It was Orange County.
And then I saw another clip, too, from a Tubi movie where she catches him cheating. He runs out of the person. By the way, they down the street from his house or whatever.
Okay.
Funny as shit. She sees his brother running. His brother, too. He running. He is fast as fuck, too. He trying to run home. And she's chasing him in the car. She's like, I saw your ass. Come on around. He running. He runs into the house. She pulls in the driveway. She sees him changing clothes. And he runs upstairs. He laid on the couch, breathing hard. He's just like, what you yelling about? I'm trying to watch TV.
I can hear the whole time.
That's what
you tripping. You tripping. What the hell? Man, are you sure this ain't Lifetime that just got rebranded as Tubi? This sounds like some Lifetime movie. Woman empowerment movies.
She ain't right in front of him. She's like, I see you breathe. I just saw you running. He's like, I've been here the whole time watching TV. The TV ain't even on.
He holding his phone.
He
using
was,
it as a remote.
He was.
Like, this TV don't even have a remote.
This is the funniest shit ever.
That's Tubi. Tubi. I gotta check that shit out.
It's just so much shit on there, too.
Tubi. No shit.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know.
Oh, Tubi is one of a kind, brother. It's one of a kind. Ain't nothing can top it. I will tell you that.
Oh, man. Because all this shit you were just expecting, like, these sounds like Lifetime movies.
You will find shit on there, dude. Oh, here.
They call these lying ass women. Oh, no. Gonna use me then leave me like everybody else? Oh, no. He's crazy. Fuck that! Oh no. I ain't going out like my father.
I ain't going out like my father. This is the flashback now.
Here's my woman.
Oh, hell. Oh, what the? This looks like some shit in Atlanta.
Same house?
Oh, he is Atlanta. It's the same house?
Keep your ass back out! Wait, what? You mind telling me where you were last night?
I mean, didn't he tell you everything so now I'd have to?
Can't you see you tearing this family apart?
So
you lying to me and you using me? See, that's what I'm talking about. That's all they do. They lie, they cheat, and they use. Don't let no woman use.
They lie, they cheat, and they use you. And all these motherfuckers do is eat hot chip.
You boy, did you use my daddy?
Get your ass back.
All right, watch this. The fakest gunshot sound too, by the way. Dude, I gotta go check it out.
Don't say daddy goodbye.
What?
He's leaving his ass anyway.
Oh, hell.
Boy, fuck hurry no. Up. I got shit to do.
Oh, this is the
I
shit.
Damn, dig.
Damn, dig.
Oh.
I didn't expect that.
I didn't
see
that part.
Wow. Oh, man. Tubi is my new favorite streaming platform. Fuck Disney. Fuck HBO Max. Fuck? Netflix, Hulu.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
He hit her with that shovel, dude.
Man.
He fucking killed her, dude.
Holy shit. Where the fuck have I been? How have I not? I've had Tubi. I just never really used
it.
It was always like random stuff I would fire up for Tubi.
You just find the most random movies on there, and you'd be like, "Oh, and you know it's crazy. It's like a new form of blaxploitation, but not like.
Is it like BET plus?
I don't even know if I can go
but,
BET
but free,
or whatever.
But
it's
free.
It's like BET mixed with Tyler Perry, but like on the spectrum."
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, it's got to go all the way in.
It's like BET, Investigative Discovery.
Because, like, you
Lifetime.
You old enough to remember the blaxploitation era of films.
Best,
whatever. It was amazing. Like, they was like a mix of, like, Asian films and, like, black films, whatever. There always was a kung fu master in there
of
somewhere,
course.
Whatever. And shit. He's just like, this brother learned kung fu in South Central LA. Like, what the fuck?
Master Lee?
You know what? Rush Hour did that joke, too, with Don Cheadle's character.
Remember? Yeah. He's like, why are you hanging out with 7-Eleven? He's like, 7-Eleven? Like,
closes, whatever. Well, he's like, oh, I studied under, what was his name? Master Chin or
something. He's like Freddie Chin.
He's like
Master Chin.
Yeah. He's like, no.
Other brothers.
Freddie Chin. Yeah. Don Cheadle's underrated comedian.
I'm telling you, man.
He's funny as shit.
I don't know what happened. I don't know why he's been taking a hiatus.
So, that's Tubi though.
That's Tubi.
He killed the shot at his mom right there.
Hey, all y'all drip drops, y'all better check out Tubi. Yeah.
So, what are you giving this, by the way?
I'm giving it a go buy it right the fuck now.
Yeah. If you can find it.
Yeah. Go sell
here,
whatever. Look, go sell whatever you got and scrounge up like $200-$300 and go buy it.
Here, let's look it up. Special reserve, because I still don't see it.
Yeah, that was that was not.
Oh, Total Wine says it has it for $119.
Hurry up and go get it.
You know they lying.
Yeah, that's a bullshit.
Yeah.
It's sold out. Yeah, it's sold out.
How you gonna be out of stock when it barely just came out?
That shit's probably sold the fuck out.
That's why I don't like Total Wine. It'd be some lying motherfuckers up in there or whatever.
Yeah, it's just like Tubi.
You can try for Uber Eats for $90.
Shit. They're gonna bring you some fucking jank ass bookers that probably don't even look right.
They're gonna bring you, let's see. I'm not seeing it. Other than that, dude, it's not popping up, dude.
Yeah, they probably ain't.
It ain't, yeah, it's not coming up nowhere, dude. No one has it, man. Bottle Republic. That's the first site that pops up, $300.
I've never heard of them.
I've heard of them. $300, though.
$300?
Ace Beverage. Heard of them, too. $350.
Are they right next to the hardware store?
They're nowhere near in California. I can do that right now. $350, huh? All right. Let's see. Them the only goddamn two sites. Wow. That's it.
Yeah, nah, that's a hard no.
Oh,
you know what? It just came to me. You know what I was trying to say that what this reminds me of?
Before you go on to that, I'm gonna give this a last drop. I think this is perfection, honestly. Actually, funny enough, it might be my pour of the year now, too, to be honest.
Man, that's high praise, bookers.
Yeah.
Y'all better heed that because, you know, I don't think JB just be throwing off last drops just to give a last drop.
I really don't. Retail price on this is $130. I paid $150, so
that's not bad.
Yeah,
that's like tax.
Honestly, shit. You
paid the tariff.
I'll tell you right now. I would.
Even
paid,
though this is just a man in America,
I would have paid $200. I'd have been fine with it.
Yeah,
I'd have been perfectly fine with that.
You were at a point where you're about to pay $220 to change.
I was about to walk out of it. I'll tell you this: had I bought it for that $220 and I would have got the K&L thing that day, I'd have bought it for $150 too. I'd have been like, oh,
yeah.
I was like, I can't pass that. That's a deal. Yeah, dude.
Because it would have evened out.
So yeah, I give this a last drop. It's like, honestly, to me, it's like perfection. It's that perfect blend of tequila, whiskey. Everything is there. The proof is there, too. That agave full-flavored there. I like the little citrus hidden notes there as well, too. That caramel and that chalkiness in the back end, too, with the black pepper spices and all that. Phenomenal, dude.
Everything is
like perfect. I hate to even say this. You said it earlier, too. Comparing it to the 2024, holy shit, this is a different animal.
Two different things.
Ain't even the same shit,
no,
dude. Honestly, it's one of those, like, it depends on the day.
Yeah.
But honestly, if I had to pick between the two.
Sorry, 2025. I don't want to even say it just edges it out. No, it's a landslide.
Yeah, I was going to say, kind of because I would say I thought the 2024 was a baby Booker's 30, like we said.
Yeah.
That 2025, though, really come. If that's the baby, then this is a senior then. Yeah, senior Booker's 30 then, because that's like really close. Like you get it on the nose too,
right,
and on the taste, dude.
This is more like a cousin. This is like a brother.
Yeah. You ever seen that meme with the three dragons and the two looking fierce and then the one's got the cookied eyes and shit and they looking at him like whatever. And you're like, yeah, that's that brother one there. He didn't come out the oven right.
Speaking of the third thing, what I was saying earlier was that remember back in the day when the Pittsburgh Stadium was called Three Rivers?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think this is to me. It's like Three Rivers. They all converge to one spot.
Final thoughts for you?
My final thoughts is, shit, I need to pour some more if you don't mind.
I don't mind.
Oh, good God.
He said that's my final thought.
My final thought is, can I have another?
May I have another?
Yeah, may I have another, sir?
Oh, yes, you said I couldn't. You can't, bloke. Yes.
Oh, no, this is... Man, I appreciate you. Thank you for coming by.
I know you got excited when I told you I was like in the neighborhood.
Man, you saw when you came. I had cups and everything ready.
He did have cups ready, though. That was the thing. I looked at the table. I brought some McRibs in and shit, and I saw the table set. I was like, God damn, dude. I was like,
that's it. Yeah, we ready. We ready to party. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my palate hasn't had alcohol in a while, and yes, to have this.
Well, funny enough, the last one you had was at Booker's then. Oh, well, no, that's not true, because we had the dinner and stuff like that back in June or whatever, and then we went to that one.
But we've been Wellsborn.
Yeah, big shots to the Wellsborn. Yeah, Cavalon 15 and their single barrel. They're private. Oh, shit. God. That is phenomenal.
That, talk about another freaking hit.
I was just talking with them. I was just talking with them this morning because a new peated bottle of theirs came out, and I was talking.
Cavalon has a peated bottle.
Well, they had a peated one before. Remember, me and you have had it before.
Oh, we have?
Yeah, we have.
God, where have I been?
And that was a while ago. That's why. Yeah, shit.
Probably why.
And,
no, I would say yes.
It looks like that now. They got some new releases on.
Oh, yeah. Those little stubby ones. Yeah. That's right.
Little stubby.
Yeah, those little stubby.
It's like a little stub, you know? Yeah. It's like, you ever get fucked by a stub?
Yeah, you know, it's like a big ass, woman's.
Like, neighbor. Imagine that dude in Long Beach with them crutches and shit that was all
broken. Oh, my God.
He's hitting it up on her. He's like, yeah, let me break you off.
That homie's next level, I swear. If I ever lose my memory of like who I am, I would do my best to make sure I ingrain that memory in my memory banks for as long as I live.
He would be my make-a-wish guy I'd want to come by.
Yeah. But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, if I had to make, I'm like, can you find him?
Find that guy?
This white boy that was just killing it.
Crutches.
With a crutch, by the way.
Yeah.
People that have two good legs couldn't dance and figure out rhythm.
No.
He had one. We don't even know if that one was even a good one.
All right, I'm going to get out of here now. I'm done with this now because this is phenomenal stuff forever.
Yes. That makes sense. That's why you're the phenomenal one, because this is a phenomenal one.
Yeah, I haven't been called that in so long now. I forgot that I was even in a moniker now. I'm more like the old petty, angry one now. Whatever.
Yeah, that's all of us.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. Now. Yeah, yeah. Well, a lot of dumb motherfuckers now. FIs. Excuse my language. A lot of FIs in the world or whatever and shit. I thought it was just scooted to two of them back in 2016 or whatever. No. But clearly there's way more of them. They call them Gen Zers. I don't know if you knew that.
AKA young people. Let's just pull them all into one group. Young people.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
They're older, they're younger.
All right, we're done.
It is what it is.
Get out of here now. All right, people. Thanks for tuning in. This is really great. I need to get it off my taste buds though now, because it's like kind of lingering. Lingering hard.
I don't want it to go away.
Really well.
Though. I don't want it to go away.
Yeah.
I don't want it to go away.
So with that said, I'm your Godfather Whiskey. I'm JB.
Hey, it's Yoon.
Oh, he's that.
I'm just that guy.
You're just that guy.
I'm just that guy.
And like I always say, livers will never be the same because those glasses will never be dry. And
hey, like the weather out here, keep it wet.
Oh, no longer the space between your legs. Eh.
No, I gotta grow up. You know,
that's true.
I don't want to get in trouble because I might get canceled for some shit.
Cancel his ass.